Okay, Rabbosai. Today we'll have a short shiur, Parshas Hashavua, Parshas Hazinu. And I'll wish everyone a good yor after that. And then next week, some Gedalia will have shiur, Sunday, 11:30-ish, you know, regular Sunday shiur. And then throughout the week, Thursday, will be the Nyone Yom Kippur thing. We'll see. I'll let you know as we... Okay. Hazinu Hashemayim Vadabeira V'Shishma Aretzim Refi. So, and then there's Chor Yimos Olam. So, there is a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on page 10 that discusses the Shir of the Levim. It says, V'Musvei D'Shabata in Musaf of Shabbos, Mahayu Omrim, what was the shear? There was a shear for Musaf. Amar Rav Anan Barava Amarav Hazivloch. Hazivloch. Meaning, Rashi, Parshas Shiras Hazinu, Chokim Oso L'Shisha Prokim. Where you split up Hazinu in three, in six stanzas. So the first one is the Hey, Hazinu, then the Zayin, Zchor Yimos Olam, then the Yud, Yarkiveyu, then the Vav, Vayar, Shem Vayinatz, and then we have, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha, Ma'ava Amar Rav, Kiderch Shecholkim Kan, Kach Cholkim Bebeis HaKnesses. In other words, so the same thing we do in shul. What do you mean in shul? When we read the Torah, so the first aliyah is Hazinu, the second aliyah is the Zayin Zachor, the third aliyah is the Yud, the Vav, Hazivloch. The Ramah says that we don't do that during the week or on Shabbos. Rav Shechta follows Rav Soloveitchik that he does that even on during the week, Hazivloch. So then the Kriyas HaTorah is a long thing. But most people don't have that many. Most people follow the Ramah that Hazivloch is on Shabbos. So what is the concept of Hazivloch? What is it trying to... Ziv is what? Shine. Hazivloch. So the Marsha on page 11 says, at the end of the piece, he says, "Haziv loch shashir shel Shabbos yeruz lo ziv." Dainu mipi Moshe shekaron or panav. That the ziv loch is referring to the glow of Moshe Rabbeinu. Haziv loch, the glow of Moshe Rabbeinu, the karnei or, the marsha on page 11, the end of the bracket there. And it's interesting that Chassam Sofer also says this idea. On page 12, Hazinu Ayin Chuvis Zichron Yosef Da Ziv Loch Chai Al Moshe Rabbeinu Ziv Karnei. He quotes from Chuvis Zichron Yosef that Ziv Loch is the Karnei Hod of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Loch is 50 Gematria Hamishim Shayoloch Hamichamishim Sharibina. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Masig the Hamishim Sharibina. And it's interesting that the Chassam Sofer says in the next piece, Kvarchesafti Mokam Acher Yishlom Moshe Rabbeinu Nidlu Kolak Sarim Sharidu Yisrael Edyom Behachoriv. Fame Hema Karnei Ahod. In other words, what are the Karnei Or that Klal Yisrael, when they worshipped the Egel, they lost the Ksarim, which were the Karnei Hod that they had, and it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That when Klal Yisrael lost their special Karnei Hod, because it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's interesting. So was it given to Moshe Rabbeinu as a matana, or just a pikadon, temporarily? Say Shlomar she'inenu lo be'etzem ela nifkadu lo ki pikodem. Asher yizku lahem Yisrael v'yachzu lahem kasher be'emes la'asid lovo. Simchol som alkem chashu Yisrael haziv ha'hu einenu lo be'etzem. So that's what the Klal Yisrael thought. Okay, Choshu Yisrael zaziv ha'hu einenu lo be'etzem. Ach, she'meis Moshe Rabbeinu. So when Moshe Rabbeinu died, you would think that who would have them now? Yeshua. Akshem Meis Moshe Rabbeinu Av Hashalom V'lo Hufkadu Eitel Yeshua. And Yeshua didn't get them. El Hayupanav Kipnei Levana. Right? Kipnei Moshe is Kipnei Chama. Kipnei Yeshua is Ki Levana. What does Levana mean? That he doesn't have his own ore. So he didn't get the Karnei Hold. Amru Lo Oy Lo Osabusha. Amru Lo Moshe Haziv Loch Legamrei Be'etzem. So Ziv Loch means, no, you're the Bailam now. Of the Ziv. You're the Bailam of the Ziv. And it's not just the Bikadon. Oh. So what is this Aras Panim, the Ziv Loch? So that's what the Ziv Loch is referring to, the Karnei Hod of Moshe Rabbeinu. So there are psukim, for example, in Koheles, on page 14 and 15, Michachom Yodeh Pesha Dover Chachmas Odom Ta'ir Panov. That the Chachma of an Odom makes the face shine. So, what's this idea of Ha'aras Panim? You know, the Gemara in Bracha says on the Pasuk, Ya'ir Hashem Panav Eilecha Vichuneka. Hashem will shine his. So the Gemara says, you have one pasuk says Hashem lo yisa panim, page 16. Hashem doesn't play favorites, but then it says Yisha Hashem panav elecha, that He does. He's going to show you nesias chayin. So the Gemara says, Hey, lo esa panim li Yisrael. How can I not? Shekosafti lehem b'torah chalta v'savata v'irachta Hashem lokecha. I said Sviya, but then medaktek akizayis akibetz. So what is this concept? What is this concept that of oh. So there is a piece in the Yismach Moshe on page 18. It says Ya Hashem b'panav elecha v'chunecha. Yine kfi ma shedoshu chazal, kfi ma shepirish bal chen tov. Because Yivrecha, Kavod Hashem, Sheirim Tzadikim, Kim, Tizal Chor Havi Nahamad Kisufa, Kim Yim Tzadikim, Shal Omo Begia, Vyadua, Tahamad Kisufa, Mispaish Ponim Kineged Ponim. Right, we know there's a concept of Nahamad Kisufa. Rashi of Kerbiyav knows like to speak about Nahamad Kisufa. Bread of shame. When you get a handout, it's bread of shame. So you're embarrassed. Somebody gives you a handout. Nahamad Kisufa. They're late Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldbach. So you can't, like the Yerushalmi, famous Yerushalmi in Orla, that somebody gives you something, you can't look him in the face. You're too embarrassed. But he says, that's only if somebody gives you Matnas Chinam. But if somebody sees a chain in you, a certain chain that you have, and therefore wants to give you something, because of that chain, that's not Namad Kisufa. Because it's not Matnas Chinam. It's what he calls Ava Hachinus. You have a certain chain. So how do you get that chain? So what he says is, Yah Hashem Panav Elech Vichuneka, when there's chain, then you can look, Yah Hashem Panav, you can look him face to face. There's no embarrassment. So how do you get the chain? How do you get this chain? You know, some people, they have a chain. So there is a piece in the Bnei Yisoschar. He says like this, on page 20. Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. We all know this pasuk. Ashrei. Hashem b'or panecha yihalechu. So the same idea. Yodei trua. Hashem b'or panecha yihalechu. So again, there's that Panim, the or panim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He looks you in the face. There's no busha. So what did you do to deserve that? Yodei Trua. So what does Yodei Tshuva mean? So there's a famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Rav Avon says that it says you're supposed to blow Tshuva three times. Tekiya Tshuva, Tekiya, Tekiya Tshuva, Tekiya. And the Gemara says that Rav Avon says we don't know what Tshuva is. And there are three possibilities. Either Tshuva is what we think Tshuva is, or it's Shvarim, or it's Shvarim Tshuva. The three, that's why we blow the 30 kolos. We do all the permutations. So why in the world didn't the Torah make this clear? You know, you have to hold the whole thing. We're not sure. So basically, the word that the Bnei Yisrael is going to say is because Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to get this Nesias Panim, this Chain. And you get it, Hashem gives it to you when you have to work at something. So if something is totally clear and there's no input, it's easy. But if it's unclear, Tshuva, we're not sure what it means, and then Chazal have to work on it and try to figure it out and follow it, that's Ashrei Adam Yodei Tshuva. In other words, the Tshuva has to be from you're trying to figure out what the Tshuva is. You're working on it. You're using sleepless nights to try to. It's not going to be. So that's what he writes to Bnei Yisachar. Look here, he writes beautifully on page 21. Ach, left side, page 21. Ach uvadai shekein hayu nogim mimos olam tekulu mitzvach tzvichim avavau biyar adover mechen yosar adover marsha hu mishum hasafik askin zebet akana gimur lahoros tebe emes ein zesafik hu mitzvah iya hu kashay tzponeng mekama mitzvah shash yeshlam tzveikas ofen as yosar yikshe lama lo biyar alam ator beferish why can the Torah tell it beferish achu nesiva me'es Hashem yisbarach. He says, Hashem dafka ashe Yisrael yifalpalu bedover. In other words, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him the happiest is people trying to pilpul, back and forth, to try to figure something out. That back and forth conversation, that pilpul, to yistapku in masos kachu, kachu, they say, yasu misofe kol alfanim amoyim, hu mitzvich tzvichi, because they're all needed. Right, of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman. Midas Shvish, Yud Gimel Midas. Who sowed Ha'oros Ponim. And that's the sowed of Ha'oros Ponim. That Hashem is Meir Ponim. When what? When He shows that we're trying hard to figure something out. And it's not just. And He says, and that's the Pshat in the Chazal. That the Torah says, "V'chalta v'savato v'irachta, v'ei midaktim at atzmam." Adram tumuim, left side of page 22. Tinei amalochim shalul b'nei ma'ata nosei ponim. Nesis ponim mikri b'inosam l'adam dover mashem agilo. U'v'chan ishi v'kodesh baruch hu, shem agil hem schar, because they're machmir. So what's the pshat? Peter and move on. Tinei b'tor lo nemar v'chalta v'savato v'irachta, page 23. In the Bor of Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Diktugu Maus Sviya, Chalta Shir Achila, Chomokim Kizayis, Savatu Zuz Shriya, Yehuda Achiyani Yeshma Sviya, Nimotsu Divichavit Kivnu Halach Lamita Torah Be'emes. It's not Beferish. What does Achila mean? What does Sviya mean? And that desire of yearning to try to understand something evokes the Ha'aros Ponim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, like he said, that gives us a chain, and then we could, and Hashem could be meir upon him, and that's a zivloch. That's a zivloch. That's the aras pana. That's the shine. The shine comes not when you just, you know, not when you're just lazy, and you just, you know, like today people, like what Chaim Zirin said, today people just want to press a button and get their answer. Work it through, mefalpel, back and forth, till you get it. So the Torah Badafka leaves, and by shofar they wanted to do it, because that, I guess shofar is the highest, you know, the day where we want our favorite to be favored in God's eyes. So therefore, Ashrei Ha'am Yodei Tshuva. You have to figure out, you have to be Yodei Tshuva, you have to figure out what does the Tshuva mean. And then if you do that, Hashem Bor Panecha Yalechu. Then you get to Aras Panim, and that's the Zivloch. That's the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I always like to, that's the pasuk. You know, I like to quote this pasuk in Hazinu. It's the source of packets. Packet minator minayim. So this is the pasuk on page 13. Vayom aleim simu levavchem l'chol hadvarim asher anochi made b'chem hayom. So Rashi says, Sarich Adam Shiu Einav V'oznav V'libo Mechuvonim L'Divrei Torah. But the point is, the more of your physical features that you use to recoin the Torah, the more it becomes part of you. In other words, if you just hear and you don't see, that's a lower step. But if you have to hear, and you have to look, and you have to see, Einav Oznav V'libo Mechuvonim L'Divrei Torah. And that's the idea of trying to get that midah of ha'aras panim, of using all your faculties possible to be kind of the Torah, and that you get that ha'aras panim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Sefer Marpil HaNefesh quotes all this in page 26 and 27, that al yidei pulpulam, that causes the ha'aras panim. And he says it on this pasuk, Simu Lavavchem. And he quotes this Bnei Yisachar. Pulim v'giim b'torah mechuvanim ha'emes. And then you get that midah of the emes. And then you get the ha'aras panim. And that causes you to have a zivloch, that ziv of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then I always like to say the Netziv. But I'll preface it with something I heard b'shem Rav Gusman from Rav Eliezer Stern from Prospect Park. The Rebbe, there's a Talmud of Rav Gusman. So he once told me that someone asked Rav Gusman, if you have to stand up for a pregnant lady, because he says, inside you have the fetus, you learn to call a Torah Kula. So you have someone to call a Torah Kula. So she had to stand up, call a Torah Kula. The Malach is teaching him to call a Torah Kula. So he says, no. He says, because there's no Yegiyah here. There's no Yegiyah. It's called a Torah Kula, but there's no Yegiyah. There's no Amala. I quote that in my Sefer. This thing from Rabbi Eliezer Stern, B'shem Rav Gusman. So I'd like to say over, is a Netziv I like to say over, which is the same idea. This week's parsha, we have another pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havagod Del Olkeinu. Right? That's this week's parsha. Yeah? On page 3. And the Gemara says in Brachas, that's the source for what? Birkas HaTorah. So let me ask you a simple kasha. Very simple kasha. We know, when do you make Birkas HaTorah? Every morning before you learn. And then when you get up, you wash your teeth. See, that you make Birkas HaTorah. So you would think, where is Birkas HaTorah should be in the Torah? I would say Yisro. As soon as they get the Torah, they should get Birkas HaTorah. So how are they going to learn Torah without the Birkas HaTorah? Hazinu? We're almost over. It's time to go to sleep. It's almost over. Now you're giving me Birkas HaTorah? This is the kasha of the Netziv. And the Netziv, you have to know where the Netziv is, because you would think to look on Kishem Hashem Ekra. But the Netziv is in Vayelech, on the Pasuk Atach Kisvulachem. V'yapshat Matzia, page 28. V'moshe Yishichtov, as Hashira Zos B'Sevet Torah V'Lamdos B'nei Yisrael, lo kol ha'parsha Yisrael B'Tov B'Tuchila, Dibre Moshe Baal Peh, Yisrael. See, by the Shira, it says that first Moshe wrote it down, and then Kisvu Lachem, he wrote it down. See, everything else in the Torah, he spoke first. It was written down after. Here, Atah Kisvu Lachem, write it down, the Shira, and then read it to the people. Why is it different? Everything else was first Baal Peh, then the Ksav. Here, Atah Kisvu Lachem first. Hakas of Shiras Hazinu, Zira Hashem Shayikto Vigmor, Hatovim is Vilto Haksav. He didn't tell Shibak Sabbath as well as ever. Hainos and Moshe Gavur. Shimhoki dog by Moshe Kedin, Shanu Osim Lavarcha, Tok Shalamdim, Pito Haksav. See, this is the first time Hashem says, have it written down first and then say it over to the people. So then you need a Brikas HaTorah. Just like when you read the Torah, Pito Haksav, like the famous Yerushalmi, you get an Aliyah. Mishkan of Yaakov says that that's Brikas HaTorah Midoraisa. Mishkan Yaakov argues with the Ramban. Ramban says Kishim Hashem Ekra is Birkas HaTorah every morning is Daraisa. Mishkan Yaakov says no, that's only the Ramban, against the Ramban. The Daraisa is only when you get an Aliyah. That's why he says the word that when you get up in the morning you say Birkas HaTorah, but when you get an Aliyah you make another Birkas HaTorah. Why? Because the one in the morning was only a Durabon, or the Torah Barah. The one in the Torah Barah. That's the Mishkan Yaakov. That's other ways of saying it. Rav Shech says for Rav Salvechik, another way. Okay. So why didn't he make a Birkas Torah till now? Shein Ton Bracha. You see, till now, the Shechinah was Vaderech Mitoch Grono. So it wasn't the regular way. The regular way is the Torah is written and then you read it from the Ksav. But till Hazinu, Moshe opened his mouth and then it was Hashem speaking. I mean, Moshe was on a high madrigal to merit such a thing. But the bottom line is, when Moshe said the Torah to the people, it was Derech Nes. It was the Shechinah was speaking. Only now was the first time that it was the regular way. That you write a Sefer Torah, you write it down, and then you read it. So he says, you don't make a bracha on Torah derech nes. That was Shechinah derech mitoch grono, was derech nes. No bracha for derech nes. No bracha, like Rav Gusman said, for the malach inside. Because the real Birkas HaTorah is for Amelus HaTorah, and the pure Birkas HaTorah is the Aras Ponim, that yodei truah, that you have to work it out. It's not befeirish. You would think it would be so easy, such a basic mitzvah of shofar, you would think the Torah would give you direct instructions about how to do it. But it leaves it ambiguous. Because they want you to try to toil to get the emes. And then you get the mid of Rav Chesed, the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Oras Panim, Aziv Loch. And this is Haziv Loch. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Haziv Loch. He gets the Karnei Hod. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Omel Batar, even though he had the schus to have the Nes. Okay, he had the Nes. But then he goes back to the regular way over here. Atak Yisfu is not their Nes. You write it, and then you read it. Just like anyone who sofer writes the Torah, they read from the Torah. But like any person who doesn't have Nesim happening to him. So that's for the regular. You make it because of Torah, for human input. So Rabosai, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, that's the idea. Rosh Hashanah is the creation of Adam. And Maral says Adam is Loshan Adama. So Adama is a piece of land, and you could just leave the land fallow, or you could plant it. And so Adama is a piece of potential. That's what a piece of land is. Piece of potential. You can leave it there. However, Yitzchak Cohen always likes to quote the Pasuk in Mishlei that the Otzel goes to the field and he sees how it, all the thorns, as no one took care of it. Re'isa v'chachtamusa from the field. Rabbi Cohen likes very much to quote that Pasuk. Because a field is the greatest musa. You can see a field, it's beautiful. How much effort was put in to water it and to cut it. You can see a field that's just growing aimlessly, wild, because nothing was put into it. And that's the greatest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees when a man is using his koichos, his potential, and to try to figure out what does it mean, achalta v'savata v'erachta. Oh, no sepana. What does it mean, ashrei om yodei tshua, Hashem b'or panechi aleichon. Because you toil to find out, the yodei, to understand the trua, then you get Hashem bo'or panechi aleichu. And that's the hazinu, that's hazivloch. Moshe Rabbeinu was his. He never lost it. It wasn't even given to Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu is madreka. And it's the counter of, you know, what Rav Chaim Zimmer said about the modern generation, where people want just quick fix. They don't appreciate the process, Shakla Vitaria, working it through, because we're in a generation of atzlus. You know, Chazon Ish complained that people what? What's his famous complaint? They don't learn the Marsha. That's his first letter in the Igros Chazon Ish. Because Marsha is hard to learn. You know, like, you can't sit back and learn Marsha. Marsha, you gotta, you know. So that's why in this door, he says they're lazy. They learn Marsha. But there are many. That's one application of the laziness. There could be more. But we have so much potential, and that is what brings Ha'aras Panim. That's Yisapon Hashem Panav Eilecha, because Medaktakim. There was the footnote in the B'nai Yisrael says, it's not that we're Machmir to Gzais, it's that Medaktakim means that we were Medaktik to try to figure out. It's not the Diktuk on what we do, it's the Diktuk on our, that's how he explains the B'nai Yisrael in the footnote. It's the Diktuk of what? Of the toil of figuring out what it means. If you want to look at page 24, footnote Reish Aleph. Efi Pshuto came midaktikim is l'inyan de'achila. Aval fi divrei Rabbeinu kol heim midaktim al Torah kedosha. She midaktikim u'yagim asum a pilpul svara l'chavin l'mita shel Torah. Footnote Reish Aleph in the bottom on page 24. That's how the B'nai Sanskrit teaches of midaktikim. Pashup shat midaktikim is we're midaktik, that we're benching even on what we do. That we don't only bench on a real sphere, but even Kazayas Kibetza. But the Bedaktikim is on a hard hugger. He says, no, Bedaktikim is that Bedaktik in the Havana of trying to understand what it means, V'achalt of Zavat of Virat. The same thing. Ashrayam Yodei Sruah. Hashem, you get Ha'oris Panim, you get that Nasiyas Chayim. And then if you work, you toil, you have a certain Nasiyas Chayim. And it's not Namat Kisufa anymore. You know, so that's our goal. And everyone has so much kochos, so much potential. So we should use whatever we have. You know, and do our best. Always try. You know, be patient. You know, it's not people are always in a rush. But I don't know what the rush is. Where's the rush? Where are we going? Calm down. Go slow, understand. I told you, Rav Avadi Yosef used to come here. I wrote an article on all the visits of Rav Avadi Yosef to YU. If I didn't show it to you, I should show it to you. But one thing he used to say, Al Derech HaDrusha, Ani Amarti B'Chobzi, Kol Adam Chosef, that if you go too quickly, in haste, then what? Call Adam Kosev, it's going to be Sheker in the end. You're not going to understand it properly. He always used to, you would think he's the big bucky, he's going quick. No, he wasn't into going quick. He's into going slow and understanding. He wrote specifically about learning Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. He said, you got to go slow in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. To understand, I'll show you that. And I think that's in Rabbeinu. There's a book called Rabbeinu. I show you the diet. Somebody kept a diary of it was Rav Avadi the last several years of his life. He used to learn with him. And they kept a diary of everything that went on every day. The date, and what exactly happened that day, and what they learned that day, and what Rav Avadi said. It was interesting, safe, I have in my apartment. But that's what one of the things he always used to say when he came here. Ani Avadi B'Chovzi Kol Adam Kosev. He would say that. So, you know, development. We have to develop. We have to go slow. And you'll see, in the end, you'll get. I always say, less is more and more is less. You think, you know, I'm going to tell you a million things at once. You're going to know more. You're going to know less. If you go a little bit every day, that's the stipler held that way. You do a little bit every day and you understand it, then you'll get your kona this, and then tomorrow you'll kona that, and like the Gemara says, the pasuk says, acha chas chas limso cheshbon, Gemara says, kol pruto pruto mitzarev lacheshbon gol. You put every day at pruto in the pushka, in the end you'll see it'll be full. Same thing. And so when we embark upon another year of life, Bez Hashem, we should be zocher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should write us all siva chasima tova for more opportunities for growth, for learning, more opportunities to get to Oros Ponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Oros Ponim comes when you aim at Dr. Kim Sasma, Yodei Trua, when you're working at understanding what the true is, not just Stam. The Torah makes it ambiguous. Yodei Trua. So you could earn. You could earn much more with the Tekiya Shofar because you had to work so hard to figure out what it's all about. And so with this, I wish you all a Ksiva Chasima Tova, a good Yor, a good health, Harkovas Hadas, Simchas Hachayim, for you and your families and all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be together a very productive year of learning and sharing simchas with each other and getting the Ha'aros Ponim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Chasiva Chasiva Tova, Lanu, Ulchol Beis Yisrael.